I'm told that Socrates was considered wise not because he knew all the right answers, but because he knew how to ask the right questions. Questions, the right questions, can be penetrating, leading to revealing answers. They can expose hidden motives as well as enable us to face truth we had not admitted even to ourselves. The Book of Questions by Dr. Gregory Stock is one of those volumes I find difficult to put down. It includes almost 275 thought-provoking questions that pull us out of our shell. You find yourself unable to hide or dodge the uncomfortable. Want some examples? Listen to this. If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret not having told someone? And why haven't you told them yet? Here's another. You discover your wonderful one-year-old child is, because of a mix-up at the hospital, not yours. Would you want to exchange the child to try to correct the mistake? And how about this one? If you could use a voodoo doll to hurt anyone you choose, would you? Be honest now. How about this? Your house containing everything you own catches fire. After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash and save any one item. What would it be? I like this one. While parking late at night, you slightly scrape the side of a Porsche. You're certain no one else is aware of what happened. The damage is minor, and it would be covered by insurance. Would you leave a note? Not long ago, I heard about a fellow who really did that, except people were watching because it was in the middle of the day. As they looked on, he carefully took out a piece of paper and wrote the following message. A number of people around me think I'm leaving you a note that includes my name and my address, but I am not. He carefully folded the note, stuck it under the car's windshield wiper, smiled and waved at those watching, and then quickly drove away. Dirty dog. Here are a couple of more questions. If you found that a good friend has AIDS, would you avoid him? And what if your brother or sister had it? And this, if you were at a friend's house for Thanksgiving dinner and you found a dead cockroach in the salad, what would you do? Funny thing about questions, they force us to come to terms with the issues, don't they? I found it interesting that the least asked question in Dr. Stock's book were the why questions. Yet those are really the most critical. They don't mess around. They go right to the heart of an issue. The other day, I pulled from my shelf one of the largest reference books in my study. It's about a foot tall, 2 inches thick, and very heavy. It's my exhaustive biblical concordance, an alphabetical listing of every word in the Bible. Out of curiosity, I turned to the W section, and I checked the term why. To my surprise, now listen, I found almost 5 tiny print columns of my concordance dedicated just to the why questions found in the Bible. Here is a random sampling of what I found. God asked Cain, "Why are you angry?" The angels asked Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh?" Moses asked himself, "Why is the bush not burned up?" The prophet Nathan, confronting David, asked, "Why have you despised the word of the Lord?" Job, while suffering, asked God, "Why did I not die at birth?" The why question seemed to be one of Jesus' favorites. He was the one who asked, "Why do you worry?" And later, "Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and not at the log in your own eye?" Thinking about that future day of judgment, he said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say?" He asked his disciples, "Why do you not believe me?" One of his last statements on the cross was a why question. You'll remember it. "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"